Directions on the bouzouki.
Okay.
Because the directions are important as to where the song leads to in the fantasy.
No. Hope to see them pick up on the Greek song.
Ready?
Introduction,
right. With that direction. Once you do that, then it goes on to different songs from those notes that he had just played, that he has played.
Yeah. Τώρα μπορώ να του παίξω ένα που ονομάζεται ο δρόμος Ουσάκ. Είναι.
Now he will go on to a direction that's called Ουσάκ.
Είναι minore.
That's a minore. Majore would be the major, and minore would be in the minor tone. Ουσάκ is a minor tone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you start recording, then you hear the...
It's on.
It's on?
Okay. Mm-hmm. They just go...
Yeah, sure. I did that. What is that? Is your mathema? What is that? Okay.
Spiro, how's it tuned? What?
It's just D, A, F, and C.
C, F,
D.
A, D. I'm going from low. Low to high.
C,
D, F,
F,
A,
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 and D.
D.
Το λα A, δεν λέγεται.
I think so.
See, that's like the top four notes of a guitar.
La is A, I think so.
Διαβάζει νότες.
Yeah.
Second, this notes.
Mm-hmm.
What is
A,
that?
Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, so stop there.
Yeah.
Τώρα θα του παίξω λίγο, λίγο ματζόρε άλλο δρόμο πάλι που είναι για λαϊκό τραγούδι.
See, now Jared is going to play a maggiore, a major's tone,
mm-hmm.
a different direction again, because folk artistry is just folk Greek songs that have been divided into different combinations. This is another type of beginning.
Tuning? Do they have different tunings on the mazurki?
What do you mean when he tones his?
That tuning, does it all, is that what everyone uses?
Yes.
Yeah.
After all kinds tuned banjo dancing.
After you
know,
the
Seora
to mazurki, yeah.
In every mazurki.
They don't change it or?
No.
It's like the top four strings of a guitar.
Yeah.
Do you know the first four chords of the guitars?
No.
No.
Είναι ίδια τα κόρδα άμα πιάσει όπως την κιθάρα, αλλά δεν είναι το ίδιο κούρισμα.
It's the same notes if as playing a guitar, but it's not the same tuning.
No, it's a different pitch.
It's
but it's the same
pitch.
Shape of your fingers.
Yeah, just same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, or like
D minor.
Yeah. Yeah.
D minor.
Right. Right, then.
D.
Yes.
Right.
And C.
C.
With a C here.
Mi. This is F. Sol. What's in the sol? G.
I have to sit down and make a little chart.
Το μόνο ότι είναι ότι μπορείς να, δηλαδή το μόνο που έχει το μπουζούκι είναι ότι είναι δύσκολο γιατί έχει πάρα πολλούς δρόμους και πρέπει να ξέρεις για να τους παίξεις, όπως θα του παίξω ένα άλλο δρόμο τώρα που είναι, λέγεται Νιαβέντι, άλλο πράγμα.
So another direction is going to play the Νιαβέντι. These are the hard parts of memorizing
the bouzouki. What's this one?
This is the direction, it's called Νιαβέντι. So...
Πρέπει να έχει διπλές χορδές στο μπουζούκι, αλλά εγώ τις έχω κάνει μονές λόγω του ότι είχα προβλήματα με το κούρδισμα.
All bouzouki that are played like that are played double-stringed bouzouki, but both strings have the same sound.
Right.
It makes the bouzouki a little bit stronger in sound,
mm-hmm.
but it also makes it very harder to keep in tune.
Όταν δούλευα σε δουλειά, άμα ξεκουρδιόταν μια χορδία, έπρεπε να σταματήσω για να κουρδίσω.
When he was on the job, when you're on the job working, sometimes one string goes out of tune, the whole thing sounds terrible. He had to stop to the word tune.
So you don't use double strings at all anymore? Do players?
No, me, no double strings.
You don't, but others do?
Yeah. Others do, and another difference is noticeable at once.
The sound is the same.
He can distinguish the notes better.
And they're unison. They're the exact same pitch. They're not an octave.
Yeah, no.
No.
Είναι exactly το ίδιο κούρδισμα η μία χορδή με την άλλη.
Yeah.
Μόνο τις έχουν
διπλές. Same tone. It's just that he has made them.
This beautiful instrument.
How long you had that? Is that a very old?
Είναι μόνο που είναι δύσκολο, ας
πούμε. Το μπουζούκι σου πόσο το έχεις, πολύ καιρό?
Το μπουζούκι μου, αυτό είναι 15 χρόνια.
15
years, είμαστε μπουζούκι. Did you have to get that in Greece, or can you get those in the United States?
Oh, no, you can get them in the United States. This particular one.
Αυτό είναι φτιαγμένο στην Ελλάδα από Έλληνα. Δεν φτιάχνονται. Όχι εδώ στην Αμερική δεν μπορούν να φτιάξουν.
This is custom made in Greece.
Αυτοί που τα φτιάχνουν.
Especially.
Αυτοί που τα φτιάχνουν συνήθως Αρμένιδες περισσότεροι ή Τούρκοι που φτιάχνουν τα όργανα αυτά.
The bouzouki players are usually Armenians or Turks that make the instruments. Mm. There's two or three groups going on. We have from commercial bouzoukis for about $250 to professional several thousand. It depends, you know, and they have in between.
Είναι πάρα πολύ οι δρόμοι το που παίζεται, ας πούμε, γι' αυτό το λόγο είναι δύσκολο για όσους ξεκινάνε να μάθουν μπουζούκι. Γιατί βέβαια μαθαίνουν, αλλά δεν μπορούν να παίξουν όλους τους δρόμους.
Since the thing of learning the instrument is to have that zeal, to have the want to love the instrument, to be able to understand and to figure out all the techniques that go behind it. Because to teach it with notes alone, you'll meet one of his students that's starting down wrong. It's going to be here shortly. And he's taken the bouzouki with notes. And you know, and you'll just see the difference of what he thinks of being able to teach it.
Did you find out whether Emmanuel's going to come over?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good.
There's two.
Two? Two are going to come over. Good. So when you play a piece in a club, in the clubs, do you usually just play songs or do you play those improvisations?
Both.
εκεί πάνω.
Στο nightclub όταν είσαι λέει παίζεις μόνο ταξίνι και τέτοια ή
no, και παίζω και αμερικάνικα, παίζω και
whatever he plays, you know, whatever the club requires. Sure. Sometimes you might get a new singer who wants to...
Είναι όργανο που μπορείς να παίξεις οτιδήποτε μουσική.
It's this type of an instrument that you can play practically every kind of music on it. He plays mm-hmm. beautiful Spanish music on it. That sounds good.
What an effect, too. Ξέρω ο επιστήμονα ότι η μουσική θέλει σπανιόλικα, μεξικάνικη μουσική, αμερικάνικη μουσική, Latin American music, γερμανική μουσική, ο επιστήμονα οτιδήποτε, δεν μπορεί, δεν έχει.
There's no limits to what sound. I mean, it's not restricted to just... It's not restricted just to a Greek sound, let's say, whereas if you can...
Δεν μπορούν να τα παίξουν όλοι στο μπουζούκι, δεν μπορούν να τα παίξουν όλοι αυτά τα πράγματα που παίζω τώρα, γιατί πρέπει να ξέρεις πολύ καλά το μπουζούκι για να τα παίξεις. Είναι πολλοί που παίζουν μόνο τη λαϊκή μουσική, ας πούμε, όπως έχουν εδώ το country music, ας πούμε, τα ράδες.
To know the instrument, to feel it, and to be able to expand to different directions with it. Now he has seen a lot of, you know, many bouzouki players in Greek nightclubs that are stuck to the Greek per se, you know, one particular sound. And the minute they start playing some other kind of songs, they would get up, you know, and the organ leads and they take over. So this is something that, like anything else, you have to love, to enjoy, and to explore.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Well, what is the most deep old music that you play?
Είναι το πιο τα παλιά τραγούδια, ας πούμε, είτε αυτά που σας αρέσουν.
Τα πιο παλιά τραγούδια που μου αρέσουν, που είναι, ας πούμε, που έχουν μείνει τα πάπυλα τραγούδια. Είναι τα καθεαυτό που ζουξίδει κατά τραγούδια.
He says the old songs that keep repeating themselves every so often in the Greek scene is the original ones that have been written by this man, Papayano, Titanian. They are the originators. They are the ones that gave birth to this type of music.
Όπως αυτό θέλει.
Thank you.
Αυτά είναι, αυτά είναι τραγούδια παλιά, από τα πρώτα τραγούδια που έχουν βγει στο όργανο αυτό, που δεν τα παίζουμε σήμερα.
See, when the Greeks came to, when they were exiled from Turkey and
πολύ λίγοι τα
παίζουν. Other places, they brought the bouzouki from there. The bouzouki in Greece is unknown, the era that it came in.
Αυτά εξαφανίζονται σιγά σιγά τα τραγούδια. Γιατί είναι δύσκολα, είναι τα απτάλικα λεγόμενα τραγούδια.
These are like the original Aptalic songs that were brought from Turkey into Greece. These were exiled people, and they brought in some of the customs with them. The bouzouki and the original songs, right? They are drug-oriented songs. They are poverty. They talk about all these different situations and everyday life, because when they came to Greece exiled from Minor Asia, is it Asia Minor? Yeah, mm-hmm. Asia Minor and Turkey. They were homeless, they were without jobs, and they brought this music and songs to Greece, which at that time it was just an outcast music, really. It didn't belong to the Greek world. It belonged to these Greeks that came from other countries with miseries. And little by little, it started changing, and you know, people saw more into the bouzouki. That's why the original songs have stayed the way they have. At one time, πότε το απορρίψαν, 1952, απαγορεύαν να λένε μέσα χασίσι και παπαρούνες και τέτοια.
Το 1950 και έπειτα και τέτοια.
Around 1950 and on, after the war and after the selling of Greece, the government passed a law that none of these songs will be sung, especially the ones that talk
μόνο
about
Hasidic. Μόνο για αυτά τα τραγούδια όλα βγαίναν τότε σε όλο με Χασίσια και με ιστορίες.
They were all talk, you know, all these songs talked about finding opium, finding pot, finding all these things. There were drug-oriented songs. Then the government passed a law that none of these songs, no record would be able to be sold the minute they used the word or associated the music. And then this other man about that era, the 1952, wasn't it? The Panadio Manolis Gardis.
Yeah.
Around 1952, 1953, Manoli Gardis. Another great artist wrote music into the bouzouki that had a little bit of Latin flavor, Americanized flavor. He wrote it in Greece, but he brought the bouzouki out of the dungeons, per se, you know, little cafe shops, and brought it up into the living rooms, and people started to listen to the instrument and catch with it.
Είναι πάρα πολύ παλιό όργανο το
bouzouki. So this is now the mixture you get in Greece between the new bouzouki players and the old-time bouzouki players. You know, they're trying to survive the authentic way of playing the instrument.
Yeah, αυτό το όργανο στην Ελλάδα απαγορευόταν για χρόνια. Δεν μπορούσε να παίξει, έπρεπε να το κρύβεις για να παίζεις. Να πηγαίνεις να παίζεις σε μαγαζί.
For many years, the old-time bouzouki players used to hide their instruments to walk by the street. You know, they were like outcasts.
Τώρα όμως έχει γίνει, έχει ανέβει πάρα πολύ απάνω, αλλά πρέπει το παλιό το μπουζούκι, ας πούμε, να διδαχτεί και να μείνει, γιατί ήταν και το πιο ωραίο λαϊκό τραγούδι που έγινε, εκτός αυτά τα τραγούδια τα οποία βγάλανε, ας πούμε, για ιστορίες και τέτοιες, βγάλανε και πολύ ωραία παλιά τραγούδια που ήταν στο style αυτό.
See,
δεν ήταν μόνο αυτά.
Now,
τραγούδια που μιλάγανε μόνο για πόνο, για μανάδες, για παιδιά, για τέτοια πράγματα, ας πούμε. Δεν ήταν μόνο.
In Greece now, even though they have many young people are learning the bouzouki, they are older people trying to keep the tradition of the old style bouzouki for one reason, because it was the pure way, the simple way of playing it, the pure way of teaching it. And also, they were among the small quantities of drug-oriented purposes, you know, and songs that they had. They later on wrote very beautiful songs talking about life and pain and going away, and people started migrating, migration songs and things like that, that really they don't want to lose. You know, they should keep in touch in order to be able to unite the old time with the new together, in order to know what it's, what the bouzouki is about.
Γιατί σιγά σιγά θα κατασταθεί το όργανο αυτό από μπουζούκι που είναι, ας πούμε, που είναι απέξιτη αυτή τη μουσική. Σημαίνει έχει αρχίσει και παίζει θερυπίν άλλα πράγματα που δεν είναι αυτό το όργανο.
He says that even though it has the possibility and scope to expand to different musics and to be able to play different musics on it, it still should not lose the original bouzouki sound and the original idea of the instrument. This is what he always shows and plays, even in his music in nightclubs. The old time, the old style.
Could you, would you sing me and play me one of those early songs from the that original era?
Μπορείς να τον πεις τίποτα έτσι, κανένα από αυτά τα παλιά, παλιά τραγούδια.
Σαν αυτό το τελευταίο που έπρεπε να τραγουδήσω. Το στάλι, ας πούμε, το παλιό, το μπουζούκι.
He says right now this with the old style, you know, like that, the other one he played.
Δεν μπορώ να θυμίσω τραγούδι, για να δω. Και κρύωμα, βγάλω.
Sing tonight.
Yeah, right. It's funny. I'm welcome.
χάσα τη χαρά. Συνεφιασμένη